from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7.
The Dana Show.
It's less of a conspiratorial thing.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
And more of a systemic epidemic of dumbassery that has infected every level of government.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Pump it up, my friends. It is 8:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right. Joe Biden supposed to speak tonight at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that he will be speaking via teleprompter.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, will he resign? Will he say anything that will kind of scorch the earth a little bit? Because I have a feeling that his ego has been bruised.
Oh, yeah.
And, and I think that he still might be very angry about what has taken place. And make no mistake about it, I don't think Joe wanted to step down, even though it's the right move overall for really for everyone. I know he, or I feel like he, didn't want to go. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he'll just stick to the script, as they've always told him to do, or he says, I'm not going to stick to the script. And by the way, you know who's telling me, you know, what to do? It's the deep state. It's all these people that have been pulling the strings. I, we'd only be so fortunate if he was to let that cat out of the bag. But even if he doesn't say it, we know what's going on, right? All right. Black Lives Matter. Not happy with the Democrat Party.
What? Why? What's the problem?
Well, they don't like how all of a sudden Kamala is the only choice that they have. Now, they're not saying that, you know, Biden was their preferred guy.
Okay.
And they're not saying who necessarily is their preferred guy. What they're trying to say is, look, you didn't have a real primary, so to speak, and it really didn't, right? So they want the DNC to hold what's called a virtual snap primary.
Okay.
And they claim that what's happening now is the anointing of Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's presidential candidate. And in a statement they put out Tuesday, the group admitted that while, yeah, Biden wasn't their preferred one, they could not, quote, ignore the troubling actions of the Democratic Party, and called for the DNC to hold a primary throughout the United States before the Democratic National Convention took place in August. And, you know, Harris has enough delegates now in order to secure the nomination. But BLM added, this is interesting, that we do not live in a dictatorship. And that delegates are not oligarchs. Wow.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. You talk about some disarray. And boy, oh boy, I mean, the Democrats fell all over themselves trying to run cover for BLM and kiss BLM.
Oh, yeah.
Butts, whatever.
Yeah.
And even Kamala herself. She helped to bail a lot of people out. We were part of those so-called peaceful marches that got arrested, but, you know, tearing up cities, looting, burning, whatever. She actually bailed a bunch of them out. But now they don't like the way it's going down. And no, I think they make an excellent point. But again, that also does go back to they couldn't get Joe to step down any earlier. I guess they didn't want to invoke that, you know, the 25th Amendment. They didn't want to go down that path, I guess. I don't know. But they're going to paint a picture and try to make the best of it. But make no mistake about it. The Democrat Party is in big-time disarray. It's a mess. Its donors, most of them, are not happy, and they're going to sit on the sidelines. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Jeff. You're on the air.
Hey, is Black Lives Matter realizing that black lives might not matter in some conditions? This is a very unusual point in history. God bless America.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting that they, I would think they would speak up if Kamala was skipped over.
Is she not black enough, though? Well, she's not African-American, per se. She's Jamaican Indian.
Yeah, they said, look, they said they have concerns about where she stands on certain issues.
Okay.
So they're at least saying the right thing, talking policy instead of personality or skin
color.
Could
this go back to that, the thing we were talking about off air, the whole mosaic of pictures that they've made, that made it a long time ago of Kamala, that some folks in the black community might not be a fan of?
The mosaic allegedly is made up of smaller pictures of black men that she allegedly held in California prisons longer because they were like on a work, you know, work programs, held them longer than, I don't know, she should have or could have.
Sounds like slavery to me.
Well, yeah, and again, not sure how much truth is in all of that. Let's go to, oh, lost that one. All right. It is 8:26 right now on the Bob Rose Show. The morning is just cruising right along. Impeachment of the border czar, I guess Kamala, but as her title, border czar, that is coming from one corner of the Republican Party. But I don't see that going anywhere.
I really like seeing people just keep that Lester Holt interview segment with her on the border, where like three times she's like, the border, we've been to the border. What's the deal with the border? And he literally says, you've not been there. You know, it's that just needs to go viral again.
That's all you have to remember. She's the border czar, and under her watch, more people came across the border than ever before, over 8 million. And that's, you know, giving you the benefit of the doubt number to her. Good morning, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I have not verified this, but I heard that Kamala's father was a white dude from Jamaica, to be honest, so that takes away from the whole argument. And then the other thing is the Democrats are probably scrambling because all their fraudulent ballots that they're lining up have Biden at the top of the ticket, and now they need to waste a whole bunch of paper printing new fraudulent ballots to stuff into the boxes. Thanks, guys.
That's, you know,
waste of all that paper, trying to save the planet, cutting down trees. Come on.
But they're keeping the economy going, printing businesses, paper companies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But will they still use the same paper company that Joe used? You know, the one out of Scranton? Roy, good morning. You're on the air.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you're talking about painting a picture a while ago. Well, when you're using crap for paint, you still wind up with crap.
Oh well,
my concern on Kamala is she considered a natural born citizen of the United States?
Yeah, she is. Somebody's trying to stir up a thing there because I don't think her parents were citizens or whatever at the time. If you're born here, you have citizenship.
Yeah,
until they change that, absolutely, and has every right to be president. So, yeah, don't get sidelined by that. Don't get sucked in by that. There's going to be a lot of baloney coming down the road. Here's all you got to remember. You tell people, she's the border czar? Are you telling me there's not a crisis? And she stood by with Biden and watched 70,000 Americans a year die from fentanyl poisoning. And then the human sexual trafficking and all that, they allowed that to occur as well. Come on, man. I mean, really, if you need more than the stuff I've already presented here, you don't have to make stuff up. You don't have to dig too deep.
Yeah.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about, including Schumer endorsing Kamala. That's coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Harris.
And she is going to be the next president of the United States.
The news news that's trending.
If Biden can't run for election,
he needs to leave. They need to invoke the 25th Amendment.
The news that's now.
Cheadle resigned as director of the Secret Service.
On July 13th, we failed.
The news station.
Now, really, the world knows how vulnerable we are in an election cycle.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.